Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Kuf Pedalet, En Omrim Halel Berosh Hashanah VeYom Kippurim. Even though Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov, it's a holiday, and on all of our holidays there is some form of the reading of the Halel. Even on Purim, the Gemara says, where there's no official Halel, the Megillat Esther is considered the Halel of Purim. Then why on Rosh Hashanah do not we recite the Halel? So the Mishnah Berura says, Lefi Shesefrei Chayim Vametim Petuchim. Ve'ech Yomar Shira. Because the book of judgment is opened in front of God. The book of life and the book of opposite. And therefore, where life and death is in the balance, how could one sing Halel? Halel is such a joyous thing. Ve'afalgav, says the Mishnah Berura, she'anu betuchim shenetzeh zaka'im badin, even though we're confident, because we know the judge. The judge is our father. And therefore we know that he's going to give us a good judgment. Still, mekom akom sarich lut yareh v'hared le'emat adin. Ve'al yedeh kach nizachel l'zchut. The Mishnah Berura says a big chidush here. He says that the fear of judgment is actually a credit to why we'll have a good judgment. See, there is a value to have emat adin. The emat adin brings to a proper conclusion in the judgment itself. Then he asks the question, the Mishnah Berura, but what about those that say the Tehillim every single day and they have a regiment? And let's say they get to the chapters of Halel in the Tehillim on Rosh Hashanah. So he says, Va'omrim Tehillim b'chol yom. In that case, it's permissible because they're not reading it as a halel; they're reading it as a tehillim, as a supplication, as a prayer. Furthermore, Maran writes in the second halacha, "Motziim shne sefrei Torah." Rosh Hashanah, we take out two sefarim. Be'had korim chamisha. There's five olim. V'Hashem pakad et Sarah, talking about the conception of Sarah Imenu, Yitzhak Abinu, ad v'chit v'hi achar ha'devinim ha'ele. The first day we read up until the Akedah. V'imu Shabbat korim bo Shiv'ah. Okay, u'maftir kore b'sheni, the second Sefer Torah we read is Parashat Pinchas, u'bachodesh ha'shevi'i, which talks about the seventh month, the first day which is Rosh Hashanah. U'maftir, the maftir of the first day is v'hi. Ish echad min ramatayim ad v'yarem keren mishicho. We read the story of Hana, the way she gave birth to Shemuel Navi, and the song that she sang subsequently. So says the Mishnah Berura, what's the reason why we have the reading and the haftarah? Lefi sheberosh Hashanah nifkeda Sarah, Rachel v'Hana. Because it was on that day of Rosh Hashanah that God remembered Sarah to be conceived. And that was the day that God remembered Hannah as well to conceive Shemuel. So it's an appropriate reading on that day. Last but not least, there is many piyutim, many songs that are sung on the high holidays. And of course these have special tunes as well. One should pay very close attention that these songs that we sing have tremendous amount of kiddushah, and one should not treat them lightly. For example, to do other things when they're singing the piyutim, and to think, these are just the songs, they're not important, let me go read the Gemara, or let me go do something else. When they're singing the songs of Rosh Hashanah, these were all written by great tzaddikim. There's one story told of a great rabbi, the Maharshal brings the story down, where he actually changed the text of one of the piyutim. There's a different minhag in Russia and a different minhag in Europe. So there was a visiting rabbi from Russia that came to this kahal. So the rabbi of the kahal, out of kavod to the rabbi from Russia, he changed the version of the song to acquiesce to the rabbi that visited. This rabbi eventually, soon after that, lost one of his children. And he got up and he said, I have no doubt that this happened to me because of my averat that I changed from the text of the piyut according to the minhag that we have. I don't know how he had the guts and dare to say such a thing unless he knew it from the Shamayim. So you see over here, it's not so simple to stick our hands in text and change it and change tunes and change things. Every community should follow the minhagim, and everything is done by Yesodo, Yesodato Beharerei Kodesh. Its roots are in the holy mountains, the mountains meaning our predecessors. And therefore, Bezat Hashem, by following the minhag, the Hachamim say is Otiyot Gehinam. Minhag and Gehinam are the same letters. And when one follows the minhag the proper way, it saves a person from the punishment of Gehinam. Chavod.